Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Entertainment Schmig
brought to you by 123mortgage.com. Call 314-862-0123.
Refi!
You gotta refi. All right. Let's get to it. My first time doing Schmig, I think. Have I done Schmig before?
I believe you have.
Okay, my fourth time doing
fourth, maybe.
That memorable.
Yeah, super memorable. We'll get this one out of the way for you, Lance. Fox is developing a scripted comedy based on the HGTV show Property Brothers.
Oh, come on.
I can't imagine they're going to play themselves, right? We don't think those guys are actors.
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier this week, I think Emeril, he had his own sitcom.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good
and
point.
He was on it.
I don't see them being able, I mean, the Emeril show, first of all, didn't do real well.
No. It didn't. I don't think it maybe made 8 or 9 episodes. Maybe.
Right. I wonder if they'll get twins, though, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if it features the Property Brothers themselves. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
And would you just stop watching Fox altogether?
I would find something else to do those 30 minutes.
What if you hate the real show, but for some reason you just love the scripted one? Like, you and Libby watch it every week.
All right. To be fair, I would give it a try.
Oh, would you really?
I would give it a try.
You're a better man than I. And I don't have a problem with them. I'm just saying, if I dislike something, I
dislike it, yeah.
I stay away from it. And this is, I don't know, sad, I guess. So Carol Spinney is the guy who's played Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch since Sesame Street started day one in 1969. He announced that he is retiring. He is 84 years old.
Think he's earned it.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow, and he's been playing, still been playing them for all these years. Holy cow.
The only guy to play those two characters, and he's 84, and he's finally saying no. I always think that's weird with the Muppets and the Sesame Street. Their voices change just a little bit when it's somebody else, you know? They're so good at impressions, but you can always hear it just a little bit. Other news, TV news. An NYPD Blue sequel is coming out. Did you guys ever watch NYPD Blue?
A little bit.
I was in and out with that show a lot.
It's weird. A little bit after Jimmy Smits left, where it was Ricky Schroeder and Dennis Franz.
Oh, hell,
yeah. Rick Schroeder at the time.
Yeah,
got the
Silver Spoons. Mm-hmm. You weren't a Smits guy?
No, I just kind of, I caught the tail end of his run. Spoiler alert, it didn't end well for him.
No.
Spoiler alert from what year?
Smits was the second guy on there, right?
I think so.
The other guy.
Dennis Franz?
David
Caruso.
Who did CSI.
That's right.
Because people would leave and think they were going on to bigger and better things. And then Zach from Saved by the Bell was the lead on it at one point, too. And
really?
Remember David Caruso and Jade, which I think is a line from 40-Year-Old Virgin, which made me laugh out loud, and I was the only one who laughed in the whole theater. There was some line in there about, yeah, I gotta see David Caruso and Jade, and I just like erupted in laughter.
Oh, and then Jim Carrey making fun of him, taking the sunglasses off on Letterman. I loved it. All those guys left that show thinking they were going on to bigger and better things, and not so much. Anyway, ABC is working on a sequel. They're going to reboot everything. This one will be about Andy Sipowicz's son, Theo. Andy Sipowicz, remember, was Dennis Franz.
Yeah.
Or Franz, as I think.
So, I'm assuming since it's his son, he'll be in the show in some capacity, or possibly.
I know he's dead.
He died?
No, the character's dead.
Oh, okay.
I think the actor's still alive.
I didn't know. See?
We'll have to get our people on that. Text us if you know the current whereabouts of Dennis Franz. Anyway, no, so it's about his son who's becoming a detective and trying to solve his father's murder.
Oh, wow.
some hard-hitting stuff. Orange the New Black is coming to an end. I gotta say, I never watched it, and I feel bad. It's such a huge show, and obviously one of the big Netflix success stories.
It's one of my wife's favorite, but I've never seen it either.
It's been nominated for 19 Emmys. It has won 4. 6 Golden Globes, didn't win those either, but calling it quits. After 7 seasons. The 7th season hasn't come out yet, but that's going to come out, and then that's it.
Well, you figure she's got to get out of prison. I mean, that's kind of the...
Yeah, right. You know? The whole idea that she didn't do much to deserve it.
Right. I didn't think she did. I didn't think her crime was that bad to be in there that long.
I know. Okay, you know those Australian tourism commercials with Luke Hemsworth?
Yes.
Or sorry, with Chris Hemsworth?
Chris.
Well, Chris's brother Luke is now taking over for him. Do you know that there's a third Hemsworth brother?
I was just thinking, how many Hemsworth brothers are there?
There's 3. 2 are wildly successful, and 1 is Luke.
And they all look about the same, and they're all, you know, good-looking guys.
Luke, not as tall. But Luke isn't. He was in the last Thor movie. He played the fake version of Thor when they did, like, an act-out. Anyway, he's going to be in those Australian tourism commercials. I thought you guys should know. Man, how about this? Richest deal in sports history was just signed. Canelo Alvarez. He just signed a 5-year, 11 fight contract worth how much?
11 fights, 5 years. I don't know.
It is the richest deal in sports history. I will tell you the previous richest deal was Giancarlo Stanton, 13-year, $325 million.
485.
365.
Oh, okay.
Man, though, for just 11 fights?
He would do it?
Sure, for 11 fights, I'm there.
He's a big deal, though. His record is 50 wins, 1 loss, and 2 draws. The 1 loss came to Floyd Money Mayweather, who he claims he wants a rematch against. So we'll see about that. I came across this, and it blew my mind, but it makes total sense. There is a company out there called Digital Domain, right? Celebrities are going to this company to have their likeness preserved digitally. So they'll scan their face from every conceivable angle so that it can be recreated in the future. So we've seen this in some of these movies. I think of Ant-Man and Iron Man, where you got Robert Downey Jr. And then Michael Douglas.
And they're younger versions.
Younger versions. Mm-hmm. And it looks incredible. Right, and so the idea here is that we're not that far away from if somebody gets scanned right now, say Bill Murray or something. Let's say Bill's not with us in 30 years. You could still put out a Bill Murray movie.
It's it's like what Rogue One did with Peter Cushing, who played Grand Moff Tarkin.
Right, and they didn't scan his face. They just recreated that super digitally. Yeah. So the ones where they're using, like the Robert Downey Jr. one in Iron Man, where they make him look 20 years old, is remarkable. So they're going to, you know, technology's only going to get better. They're going to be able to do that more and more. And Star Wars, you know, who obviously Carrie Fisher passing away left them in a bit of a jam. So guess what Star Wars is doing? All the leads, they're having them all digitally scanned so that they don't get jammed up.
And then
and by
sequels,
jammed up, I mean these poor people die.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? So they're sending them all over to this place.
You know, radio's been way ahead of that because a former coworker of ours, I was looking at his Facebook page. He works at a radio station in the desert Southwest. And they have the Wolfman Jack show on that radio station on Saturday nights. It's like, Wolfman Jack?
What?
I looked it up. Wolfman Jack's been dead for 23 years.
It's not just old versions of the show. They're just like if they get him.
Know.
If
it could be.
If he's thrown to Steppenwolf, they just take that plus him throwing to the doors, something like that.
It could be. I mean, it could be like, you know, where if you listen to satellite radio, sometimes they play back the old Casey Kasem American Top 40s. It could be that, but I mean, it's just like Wolfman Jack show.
We should preserve.
What year is it?
We should preserve you, Lance.
No.
Why not? Every possible traffic thing. And then we have you record some stuff that references like flying cars and things so that in the future it still works. We're going to go work on that right now. That is your entertainment schmig. Plenty more up at Y98.com. And you can always check out the podcast too at Y98.com as well. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
I think, Tim, we've actually primitively tried to do that. So let's see if this will work. Hang on. Let me push this button here.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's try. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, wow.
Westbound on 70 at Bryan Road. Yeah, no. It's got some bug.
Kind of musical. Yeah, we'll work it out.
Right. There's a misconnection.
And I'll write your name. It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig brought to you by 123mortgage.com. Call 314-862-0123.
Refi!
Quick update from the Schmig that we did earlier, which you can always hear on our podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get podcasts. Dennis Franz, still alive.
Oh. I didn't recall the hearing that he had passed away.
But his character was killed off. I didn't remember that in the show.
Well, it may not. It may just be... And the reason we brought this up is because there's going to be an NYPD sequel that they're looking to do. And it's Sipowicz's son will be the star of the show. And he's trying to find who murdered his father. He may not have been murdered at the end of that show. That might just be what happened in the interim. And then that's how this thing's going to start up. His friends may not have wanted to do the show. Turn 74 next week, so keep that in mind for celebrity birthdays. That's just between us, dudes.
74.
We can blow everybody's mind. Let's hope that it comes up. We'll all look at each other and go, 74. And then we'll just know. The chances that Dennis... It'll have to be a slow birthday day for Dennis Franz to happen. Celebrity birthday's coming up in just a little bit. But more Schmig to get to. TV tonight, Thursday Night Football, Arizona Cardinals and the Denver Broncos. It's the great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is on CBS tonight. And then Toy Story of Terror is on right after that, also on CBS, 7 o'clock and 7:30, respectively. Roseanne ratings came in for Tuesday night. How do you think it did?
I would think fairly well. I mean, it's the cliffhanger. People are curious about knowing that Roseanne was going to be written out of her own show. They were curious to see how that all, you know, came to be.
10.6 million viewers.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Which is way down from the premiere when it started, but right about where last season's ratings ended. So that's all in all, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, how people responded to this first one back. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. The Conners. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm curious too about the fact, you know, will this continue? In the fact, will the ratings be strong enough to have another season?
That, I think, is the question, because I'm not sure it's going to have legs.
My money's on no. John Goodman, they've all got to... That cast has got to be pretty expensive.
True.
Yeah.
At least
true.
Laurie Metcalf and John Goodman. Mm-hmm.
And it's a big cast, too.
It's a big cast, yeah. So, I don't know. But I know a lot of people left when Roseanne left, or even before, as controversy was coming up. So, it'll be interesting to see what it does. I mean, man, it was funny last season. I'm sure it's still funny.
I didn't watch the whole episode, but I watched like the back half of Tuesday's episode, and I thought it was okay. Now, I know there were some backlash to there was kind of a joke when they first revealed that Roseanne had passed on, and there was kind of a joke that was tossed into that segment that some people had a problem with, but I thought it was all right.
It also was a little bit of a tearjerker too, watching Dan go going into the bed without Roseanne was, and how he kind of reacted, just was like, oh man, you felt for him.
Yeah.
You felt for all the characters.
It looked heavy. We'll check it out. Did you guys know that Snoop Dogg is in town? Snoop D-O-double-G is in St. Louis.
Right now?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, here's the deal. This is crazy. First of all, he's got I guess he wrote a play. It's called Redemption of the Dog, D-O-double-G Dog. Redemption of the Dog is at Stiefel tomorrow night. And today, Snoop Dogg is going to be on Great Day St. Louis on Channel 4.
Really?
Is he really?
No.
And I'm not trying to promote that you go watch that. You should tune in and listen. But maybe DVR it, because the idea of Snoop Dogg interacting with Matt Chambers, Kent Earhart, and Laura Hediger is so funny to me.
Oh, man.
Oh man, that's some good TV ready to be made.
I mean, yeah, I'm a KSDK guy. Everybody knows that about me. But I mean, Snoop Dogg interacting with them, I think, is going to be pretty entertaining. And again, Snoop Dogg at the Stiefel Theater tomorrow night with a play he wrote called "Redemption of the Dog."
That's a riot.
D-O-double-G. Okay, they did a list. They asked people, basically. They took the list of the highest paid entertainers, the 100 highest paid entertainers, and then they asked people who was the most likable, who they had a favorable opinion of and a less than favorable opinion of.
Okay.
So, top 100 highest paid entertainers. Who do you think ranked high or low? Do you guys have any guesses? The best. Who do you think's most likable?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. is number 7. That's a good one. 68%
really good
favorable.
Guess.
Good job, Kevin.
Adele.
Adele is not on here.
Uh-oh.
Who else is Beyonce?
Take a shot at number 1. No, she's pretty polarized.
Mm.
I mean, I'm a fan, obviously. Part of the Beehive. Beehive.
Kevin Hart.
No. Okay, I'm going to help you guys out. The Rock came in number one.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
82% favorable opinion of him. Only 6% don't like The Rock. Number two, kind of a surprise, but I guess I get it. Jackie Chan.
He's also a likable guy.
Yeah.
And his career, he was in Cannibal Run. Let's not forget that.
Here we go.
He's got moves. Will Smith, number three. People like him. Paul McCartney, Adam Sandler, which is good to hear.
Yeah, good. You're Adam Sandler.
J.K. Rowling, pretty high. People have a favorable opinion of her. Yeah. Like Kevin said, Robert Downey Jr., then Billy Joel. The Eagles, who I
The Eagles?
So not into the Eagles. Wow. I really dislike Don Henley.
Because they all have, they should be the Egos. I mean, because they are. That's what kind of broke them up. That surprises me.
That's true.
And then the Rolling Stones did well, too. Of the top 100 least favorable, let me hit you with these. Sean Hannity, Howard Stern, Kylie Jenner, Rush Limbaugh, Kris Jenner, and Kim Kardashian. So that's three of the Kardashian Jenners that...
Ouch.
So if you're into politics or you're a Kardashian, that's not good news on that poll.
No, not good news at all. Not good news at all. But The Rock, number one, that's pretty impressive.
I would be interested to ask the six people who said, I don't like The Rock. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
If you have a good reason, yeah, Rampage. Rampage was terrible.
Oh my God, I know. I'm back. Like, he should not be in this.
But I don't hold it against him. If you have a good reason to not like The Rock, then you should text it to us. That list you can, by the way, check out at y98.com. That is your schmig. Also, check out the podcast, again, y98.com. Lance, how are those roads looking?
We're still slow.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity birthday time. It is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Tim here with Kevin and Lance. Bro Show. Winding it down. It's going pretty well. First, I wanted to give an update. We talked about the most and least liked celebrities on the highest paid celebrities. We got some texts and stuff about it. Dr. Phil came in at number 60. He is 51% liked, but 29% hated, which is pretty high.
Wow.
Yeah. And then a couple of the other disliked ones. Tiger Woods and Jay-Z. 30% disliked.
They have a 30% dislike level?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We love Tiger here in St. Louis. Speaking of St. Louis, Chuck Berry, who we lost last year, it is his birthday today.
Oh, if he were still alive, man, he'd have to be probably about 88?
No, 9. He was born in 1926.
So he'd be 92?
92. There you go. That didn't count as part of the game.
Okay.
Game starts now, folks.
Game
ready?
Starts now.
Brace yourselves. Here we go. Zac Efron.
Been around a long time. That's what kind of throws it off.
Yeah, but he's young. 34. I think it's too young.
32.
31.
Zac Efron.
Neo. You guys know who Neo is, right?
Another guy.
I know.
Been around a while.
He has. We're going to do a bunch of these.
40?
The number that popped into my head was 37. I'm probably high.
Neo is 36.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's done a lot. How about Bristol Palin?
I was getting all those kids confused as far as their order.
Just joined the cast of Teen Mom OG over on MTV.
But is she still a teen?
No.
I didn't think so.
26 is what came into my head, but I think that's too young.
Teen Mom OG is a revisiting of...
The teen mom.
So they're no longer teens,
right.
But they were, in fact, moms in their teens.
25.
28.
Okay, Kevin got that one.
All right, excited about these. Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy.
Oh, yeah. Married, or is still married to Mark Harmon?
I think they are still married. Yep. Yeah, they've been married a long time.
Very happily married. They have a great, real great relationship, lots of communication. They're good.
64.
I don't remember how old Mark Harmon is. 66.
She's 67.
Wow.
Wow. Mm. Tennis great Martina Navratilova.
Oh, man.
One of the greatest of all time.
I think I'm going too young, but I'm going to say 52.
Oh, I think you're way too young. I think 63 is what I'm going to say, and I think that's young.
62.
Wow. Oh, almost Patty LaBelle'd Martina.
Great backhand on Martina. And then finally, I really enjoyed this one. I think this is tough. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh, that is tough.
Muscles from Brussels.
I don't really have a good frame of reference here.
I don't think he's there yet. 55.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is 58 years old.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.